Welcome to Hospice Foundation of America Cares, HFA's Conversation, Advice, Resources, and Education Series. On behalf of the Hospice Foundation of America, we'd like to welcome you to our webinar, Family Caregiving, Coping with the Challenges. This webinar was developed by Kenneth Doka, Senior Consultant to the Hospice Foundation of America, and Suzanne Mintz, President, Co-founder and CEO of the National Family Caregivers Association. This webinar is provided through the support of a grant from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. What do we mean by family caregiving? A family caregiver is someone who provides essential unpaid assistance to a person with a chronic or life-threatening illness or a disability. By family, we mean that you have a special relationship to the person receiving care, through marriage, through birth or adoption, or just because of a strong commitment to helping that person. The job description of a caregiver can be very broad. It may include all kinds of care, day-to-day personal care, medical care, or managing financial and legal issues. You may care for someone who is in the same household or city, or you may be caring for someone who lives hundreds of miles away. The important thing to remember is that you are not alone. Millions of people are doing exactly what you are doing every day, taking care of others. There are almost 66 million family caregivers in the U.S. today. Most are female, many are in middle age, so may be caring for both parents and children. One-third of all caregivers take care of two or more people. 7 in 10 caregivers take care of someone who is 50 years of age or older. Whatever your situation, it's tough to be a family caregiver. We may feel alone and isolated. We may feel that nobody really understands what we're going through. Caregiving may affect our physical health, and it can be costly, especially if it interferes with our ability to work or requires extra expenses. But most of all, it is emotionally difficult. We are often caring for someone who really would rather not need care, who may even resent it. It is tough to be a family caregiver. What else makes it tough? Well, there is a great deal of loss that comes with caregiving. We may lose a sense of our independence. We may lose a sense of what we plan for our future. Although many marriage vows promise in sickness and in health, most people do not focus on the reality of what that might really mean later in life. We may find that as we get more involved in caregiving, that our friends begin to fall away. We may not have the time or the financial resources to do the things that we used to enjoy doing. Because our family member or friend is ill or disabled, we may experience what is called anticipatory grief. Anticipatory grief doesn't just mean that we anticipate grieving for somebody who we know we're going to lose. It refers to dealing with all the losses we cope with along the way, the loss of independence, the loss of our plans together, the loss of our friends, the loss of our resources and lifestyle. Each loss causes grief, and each loss has to be mourned. And caregiving doesn't just affect us. It affects the whole family. Our spouse may feel neglected or resentful. The demands of caregiving may place a strain on our marriage. Children may feel neglected, or they may be scared or confused about what they're experiencing. Grown siblings and parents may have differences on what the plan is, what their responsibilities are, and what you should and shouldn't be doing. Family caregiving affects families. While family caregiving is always challenging, there are some circumstances that make it much more difficult. If our sleep is disturbed repeatedly, we will find it hard to function. If the person we are caring for has physical problems, such as incontinence, or if they just need physical help getting from one spot to another, that can be difficult on us physically as well. Certainly, if the person we are caring for has Alzheimer's disease or dementia, when they're not the person we once knew, that makes it more difficult. Each caregiving situation presents its own unique set of challenges. But it's not just what we have to do that makes it difficult. It also depends on who we're doing it for. If we had a wonderful relationship with our parent, it may be easier to take care of that parent as that parent declines. But if our relationship was very difficult as we were growing up, especially if there were feelings of abandonment, neglect, or abuse, it may be hard to justify committing time and effort to a person who didn't seem to be there for us as often as we had wished or hoped. All of these concerns, physical challenges, emotions such as loss and grief, and our family relationships all impact our experience. To feel supported as a family caregiver, you may need a number of things. You may need some education to learn how to do things you may not have been trained to do. You may need physical assistance. You can't always do this alone. And sometimes you may need time away from the hard work of caregiving. That's called respite. You're going to need emotional or spiritual support as you cope with your own feelings. And you may need financial assistance or advice as you deal with all the costs and extra expenses that come with family caregiving. Here are some ways to make caregiving easier. Learn as much as possible about your loved one's diagnosis. Information is power. The more you know about what that person is experiencing, the more you'll be able to help. Be as organized as possible. There will inevitably be lots of paperwork. Always be sure to ask for help. When you are caring for others, you also need to care for yourself. If you've ever flown in an airplane, you know that one of the first pieces of advice you hear is to put on your own oxygen mask before you put the mask on somebody else. In many ways, that works for family caregiving as well. Stay healthy. Do take care of yourself, even though it requires an effort. Learn skills that will make you more effective and more efficient. You might even consider becoming an advocate for change. And as was said earlier, remember that you are not alone in what you are feeling. Your feelings about the caregiving experience, whatever they are normal. Find someone in an online group or in a weekly support group with whom you can honestly discuss your feelings, get advice and assistance, and talk about the frustrations and the joys that are part of the caregiving experience. Be sure to look for support from the people in your life, family, friends and neighbors, members of your faith community. Here's a suggestion for a useful exercise. Write down their names. First, put a D next to everyone who's a good doer. These are the people who will help you get things done, chores, rides, errands. Others may not necessarily be good doers, but they're good listeners. Put an L by their names. While they may not be available to do things, you know that you can call any time and they'll be there to listen. Other people on your list may serve another purpose. These are the people that will provide you with essential rest, relaxation, and respite. Put an R next to their name. These people will take you out so you can just enjoy yourself. They probably won't ask you how you're doing, and they may even hope you don't want to talk about it. But their gift, and it's a very important gift, is to give you time off from your caregiving. And that's important. Like with any hard work, we need time off from caregiving. But of course, taking time away from caregiving means that someone else will have to provide care while you aren't there. This is the meaning of respite that was discussed earlier. We may believe that nobody else can take care of the person as well as we can. Sometimes, we may need to take small steps, gradually trusting others to provide care in our absence. In the beginning, it may just mean going out for a walk or a quick trip to the store. As we become more confident in the ability of others to provide care, we may be able to take a night off or even a weekend away. Respite is an essential way that you can take care of yourself. Remember that help is not a four-letter word and that caregiving is not a one-person job. Many people want to help but may just not know how. Asking for help is a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness. Caregiving is made up of many tasks. Sometimes making a list of these tasks can make caregiving seem more manageable, and there is always help around as long as we're willing to use it. Family and friends can help with chores, with errands, or by shopping or providing meals. Siblings who don't live in the same city may be able to help financially or give us a weekend off. And we don't just need to depend on adults to help. Even children and adolescents can do things that make caregiving a little easier and a little less lonely. And of course, there are many professionals who can help us. Care managers can coordinate care. Social service agencies can provide assistance. Elder care attorneys can help us legally plan. Financial planners can help us with our finances. Offices of Aging can make us aware of services in our community. Faith communities and other organizations may run caregiver fairs or seminars that can offer information and resources. With specific illnesses such as Alzheimer's or cancer, agencies like the Alzheimer's Association or the American Cancer Society can steer us to services. The National Family Caregivers Association is a great resource made up of people just like you, family members and friends who are taking care of others they love. Sometimes we don't know that we need these services until somebody reminds us that they're there, so it's important to get that information. In addition to offering services, professionals can help us understand how we're doing with our caregiving, what our strengths and limitations are, how we can get support, and most important, how caregiving is affecting our own health and our own well-being. An important part of caregiving is planning for the future. Sometimes we feel we can just take it a day at a time. We may be anxious or afraid to look ahead, but it is important to plan. You need to ask yourself, when will this become too difficult? Most caregivers find that even when they think they know the answer, they often end up going way beyond what they thought would have been too difficult. And so when hard decisions arise, such as hiring help or even placing a loved one in a nursing home, caregivers often can take comfort that they were able to provide care on their own much longer than they had imagined. It's an important question. When will this become too difficult? Many of us are caring for someone who may be facing the end of life. As death nears for the person we're taking care of, it's important to have done advanced care planning. Advanced care planning includes asking what sort of care the person wants at the end of life, what is important to him or her as death nears. A wonderful community-based resource is hospice, which provides so many services and necessary help as your loved one faces life's end. Your local hospice can give you necessary documents and suggest ways to begin these difficult conversations. Hospices are an excellent community resource for caregivers. They can assist with care and provide effective pain management and relief of symptoms. But hospices offer more than medical care. Hospices provide psychological and spiritual support to the patient and family. And even after a loved one dies, caring doesn't stop. We need to understand our own grief. We need to understand the ways that the experience, including the caregiving experience, affected us. Sometimes we may even need to review and restore memories of the person. Sometimes with caregiving, we become so absorbed in seeing the person decline, it's hard to remember that person before that awful illness, before dementia. We need to review and restore our memories. We may need to look at how this experience has changed us and ask who we are now. And we need to know that whenever somebody we love dies, and whenever we've had such a significant experience as caregiving, we have to take time to reflect. A useful question to ask is, what do you wish to take from your old life into your new life? Maybe we want to take some of the joy we used to have, or resume some activities that we miss. Another question, just as important, is what do we want to leave behind? There may be anger, maybe some guilt. A third question that can be helpful is this, what do you need or wish to add? Being a family caregiver is very, very difficult. Information like this doesn't make it any easier, but it may make it more understandable. The journey remains difficult, but sometimes by lighting a candle, that light can make the journey less treacherous. We hope this webinar lit a candle. This webinar was developed by Kenneth Doka and Suzanne Mintz. Dr. Doka is professor of gerontology at the College of New Rochelle and a senior consultant to the Hospice Foundation of America. Suzanne Mintz is the president, co-founder, and CEO of the National Family Caregivers Association. HFA also acknowledges the work of Carol Levine, director of the Families and Healthcare Project at the United Hospital Fund of New York. Narration was provided by Kimberly Justice. For more information on hospice care, grief and bereavement, caregiving and end-of-life issues, please visit our website at www.hospicefoundation.org or call us toll-free at 1-800-854-3402. You can also visit the National Family Caregivers Association at www.thefamilycaregiver.org. This webinar is provided through the support of a grant from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to support hospice and end-of-life care outreach and education. CMS funds of $571,000 with HFA in-kind services of $5,710 are funding a variety of outreach and education programs, including this webinar.